Gracias a los libros de reyes de Dios en la unidad del Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst without children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock and water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites grumbled there and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still hopeless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying I do not have a husband, For you have had 5 husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When He comes, He will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am He, the one speaking with you. At that moment, His disciples returned and were amazed to see that He was talking with a woman. But still no one said, What are you looking for? Or why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, Come and see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat, but of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, Could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, In 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves. We know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, everybody, the Gospel reading Sunday is longer than usual. It is almost 4 minutes. That means it takes half of the homily presentation. This Sunday begins a kind of intense preparation for those who are received into the church through baptism and also participation of fully into the sacraments of the church. This Sunday, those who are welcome to the church will be given this gospel reading for their instruction as well as for their reflection. This Sunday is not only for the elect, but for all of us, the beginning of what we call the intense preparation for the celebration of Easter. That's why I mentioned we are entering into the heart of Lenten journey. next two more Sundays, we'll be hearing beautiful gospel passages from the Gospel of St. John. Today we are at the well with Jesus. Next Sunday, the blind man receives healing from Jesus. Those who live in darkness. The following Sunday will be the story of a man by name Lazarus was dead and dying in his tomb 4 days, and he will be called back to life. The same week, our parish community, hopefully every one of us, can devote 5 days, Monday through Thursday, 4 days, 4 evenings, coming together and hearing and reflecting. Almost the same theme we'll be hearing on that fifth Sunday of Lent. The last things. Every one of us will have last things to face. Every one of us. This morning, early morning, we've had a text message coming from the house of Father Jim, that he passed away. We have been praying for him. So this week itself will be an opportunity for many of us to participate in the funeral liturgy of Father Jim. He will be buried in our own St. Madeline Memorial Garden. We do not know the dates. But what I am saying is, these are very special days for all of us. Let's go back to the gospel. In the early part of that gospel reading, we heard there was Jacob's well. There was there. Jacob's well was there. Jacob's well. And Jesus, after his journey, tired, he sat at the well. The good news is that that Jacob's well is still there. Jacob's well is still there. It is very old. It is deep, like 135 feet down. It is now in the city of Nablus, in the West Bank, in Israel. So it is there. You can go and visit the same well where Jesus sat down. In August 2015, I had the privilege to be with the 8 other pilgrims, to be there, to see the well. This well is located now within the compound of a monastery, a Greek Orthodox monastery. You'll be led down into the stairs, and you can walk around and go look down and then come up. The gospel story of Jacob's well and the Samaritan woman gives us so much beautiful insights. Let us go with the 3 simple points. Point 1, the 2 perspectives, 2 different levels of conversation going on in that gospel passage. A divine perspective and a human perspective. It all began when Jesus sent his disciples to go into Samaritan city in search of food. A human perspective. The disciples looking for, afraid to go into. First time, usually the people of Jewish heritage, they will never go in. They will take 9 more hours of walking journey to go to Judea, and they come from Galilee to avoid this city. But Jesus sends his disciples straight into the city, looking for food. When they come by, they will be ritually defiled. So the disciples are looking forward in a different perspective. Jesus meets a woman at noontime in Ramli Wells. She and Jesus engage in conversation, and again, the woman is still, just like disciples are hearing and talking in human way, human perspective. Jesus is talking in divine perspective. Give me a drink. And that conversation begins. A human and a woman perspective. As we know at the end, this woman becomes the most catechized woman in the whole Bible. She hears from Jesus all these stories of living water, the revelation, the Spirit. Somebody can fill her heart. And the story is so much captivating in the sense that this is a kind of a story of breaking every human barrier we create, human beings. All this history, they create barriers. They create barrier of race, color, language, religion, gender. So in this time of Jesus' time, there was an enmity, tribal enmity between Samaritans and Jews. There's enemies. Two people from enemy camp in human terms. A man and woman. They never, a Jewish man can never talk to a Samaritan woman. Women never go to the well in the noontime. They go to the well to fetch water in the morning or in the late evening. To avoid the loose talk, this woman, because of her shady background, she goes, avoiding the crowd, she goes there. And then she was surprised to see this man. Jesus breaks all the human barriers in that story. All the human barriers, human beings create. At the end, she becomes the most catechized woman, knowing everything about Messiah, everything about Christ. And then she becomes an instrument. She runs to her town. A whole town becomes new. Jesus could stay with them 2 more days, sharing the same kind of conversation. Point number 2. If you are an expert in Old Testament, you know all the Old Testament stories, they are filled with words and stories going around the world. Even this Jacob's world, it's called Jacob's world because this was the place where Jacob met in his future now. Wait. Abraham. And all this, all the Old Testament stories go around the world because worlds were what you call the pubs, social, a man and a woman meets, a girl and a boy meets. We have the Feast of Annunciation coming on Saturday. Annunciation, when I was in Holy Land, the depiction, the stories they were telling me was that the angel met Mary, the Annunciation, while she was drawing water from the well. I don't know. Maybe Joseph, the Feast of Saint Joseph, the solemnity is tomorrow. 2 solemnities where we can sing Hallelujah and also Gloria. This week, Monday, the Feast of St. Joseph, Solemnity, Saturday, Annunciation, we will not have Mass because that is the day of what you call Eucharistic Congress. We are invited to go all the way to Jacksonville. So the morning, there's no Mass on Saturday, even though it is the Feast of Annunciation. But what I'm saying is, even the story of Joseph and Mary, maybe around the world begins. In the Old Testament, so many words. In the New Testament, there's only one word we are told. The Samaritan woman meets Jesus at the well. It's a love story. The scene. That's why when the apostles came, disciples came, they were surprised to see Jesus talking to a woman at the well. Oh, that's all they said. Why? Why? They were shocked. The Bible is a story of romance. We forget. The Bible is a whole story of God's love, falling love in the humanity. We always quote St. Augustine, our hearts are longing for you. Unless we find rest in you, Lord, we won't be happy. But the Bible is the opposite. God's love story, that's what the Bible is. The romance God shows, forming us in his own image, giving us opportunity to live in this world and then be happy forever. God's love story in human beings. And here, in this story, a sinner in human moral failure, this woman had moral failure in her choices. But God longing for her soul. I thirst, give me water. This Jesus who was sent from God, from heaven, to help us. His last words in St. John's Gospel will be the same. I thirst. I thirst. Last word from the cross. Last word from the cross. I thirst. God's longing thirst for saving each one of us. At the end of that story, when that the sponge of vinegar will be given to him. But immediately after that story, thirst, somebody will open his chest and the water and the blood will flow. The thirst, God's thirst, and our searching for God, our prayer. So that's why that word, so important for us to remember. The act of well is still there, but I mentioned that this well is surrounded now by a place of prayer, monastery. So when we are, this Jacob's well is there, good news, but Jacob's well is still here. That's the good news. So when our candidates, when they arrive, to experience this full sacramental joining into the church on Easter Vigil, that is a time for them to experience transfiguration and also living water, drawing water from the world. When we offer our prayers, his spirit descending from him, Jesus, that is the way the living water, spirit transforming. The book we study these days, Mass, Lamb's Supper, the celebration of heaven on earth, heaven on earth. This is what you call the marriage of the Lamb with his church, and we are the members of the church. Heaven on earth. Every time the sacraments are celebrated, that is Easter. Heaven on earth. Every time we gather in his name, heaven on earth. Every worship, every prayer, every gesture that rises up to heaven, heaven on earth. Romantic story, and we hear that story in human words around that world. Finally, look at that story, we will see the gospel did not give the name of that Samaritan woman, but her tradition has a name for her. Her name is Saint Fortini, P-H-O-T-I-N. Fortini. Is it Greek?
Greek.
You're like her. That means we can translate most likely like Lucy, Lucia. Lucy, Lucia. Fortini. The tradition has given this American woman a name, Fortini. And in this church I mentioned, around that Jacob's well is dedicated to Saint Fortini. There's a feast day. Enlightened. What happens to those who receive baptism on Easter Vigil? We call them enlightened, baptized. Baptized means enlightened. Who are these men and women now? Whose face we see here? The face of Samaritan woman is here. We have to see her face in each one of us. We are enlightened. 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 So that's why when we were leaving the church, you know, we were looking at the icon of Fortini, and I was asked to lead a prayer, and I was just praying. I can still remember it happened 2 years ago. Lord, you walk into this land of Samaria, and you helped this woman. You helped this woman for a desire, for a longing for living water, and she is now in heaven. She is now in heaven. May we too, our journey in this world, help us to experience the power of heavenly glory. Let us welcome our new members who will be joining us. They will be going through what is called scrutiny. Let us begin the scrutiny. They are examining their souls. It is our scrutiny too, to think about our sins and how God's redeemed us, washing our sins. Let us welcome the elect.
Will those who will be entering the church or completing their sacraments of initiation this Easter Vigil please come forward with your sponsors.
Let us pray for these elect, whom the church has confidently chosen. May they successfully complete their long preparation, and at the Paschal feast find Christ in his sacraments.
That like the woman of Samaria, our elect may review their lives before Christ and acknowledge their sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may be free from the spirit of mistrust that deters people from following Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That while awaiting the gift of God, they may long with all their hearts for the living water that brings eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That by accepting the Son of God as their teacher, they may become true worshipers of the Father in spirit and in truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may share with their friends and neighbors the wonder of their own meeting with Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those whose lives are empty or want for the word of God may come to the gospel of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us may learn from Christ to do the Father's will in love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are sick or hospitalized, especially Maggie Gemler, and for all caregivers of the ill. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our relatives and friends who have died, especially Father Jim Cottrell, and the souls of all the faithful departed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of Anna Marie Marabito and Kathleen Saldana, for whom this Mass is offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our own personal intentions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. God of amor, you send your Son to be our Savior. Grant that these catechumens, who, like the woman of Samaria, thirst for living water, may turn to the Lord as they hear his word and acknowledge the sins and weaknesses that weigh them down. Protect them from vain reliance on self and defend them from the power of Satan. Free them from the spirit of deceit, so that admitting the wrong they have done, they may attain purity of thought and advance on the way of salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the fountain for which they thirst. You are the master whom they see. In your presence they dare not claim to be without sin. For you, the Lord, are the Holy One of God. They open their hearts to you in faith. They confess their faults and they bear their hidden wounds. In your love, free them from their infirmities, heal their sickness, quench their thirst, and give them peace. In the power of your name, which we call upon in faith, stand by them now and heal them. Recover that spirit of evil, conquered by your rising from the dead. Show your elect the way of salvation in the Holy Spirit, that they may come to worship the Father in truth, for you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Although you cannot yet participate fully in the Lord's Eucharist, stay with us as a sign of our hope that all God's children will eat and drink with the Lord and work with the new Spirit to recreate the face of the earth. Go in peace, and may the Lord remain with you always. Please be seated.
Our Lectory hymn is number 396.
Praise your mighty deeds as we are praying.